5 years after what at the time was the largest fire in Washington's history, people in Okanagan County are continuing to rebuild. They're taking lessons from the Carlton complex to make their communities safer for the next time a wildfire burns into town. Northwest Public Broadcasting's Courtney Flatt has more.
One hot July afternoon, smoke began to fill the skies in north central Washington. In the town of Pateras, it was so dark you might think it looked like midnight, but it was just nearing dinner time.
Okanagan 911. I got smoke coming up on the other side of the ridge, southeast of me.
911 calls streamed in. The Carlton complex had reached the edge of town. Wind pushed flames down a hillside, past two water tanks, and toward a neighborhood.
Advising the flames are coming over the hill, approximately half a mile from their residence.
Libby Harrison had 15 minutes to leave her home. She and her husband grabbed their 5-year-old daughter and their dogs.
It came so fast.
When she returned, her neighborhood was unrecognizable.
This whole entire block was gone. Didn't really hit me, I think, because I was in shock, because everything was leveled. There was nothing.
More than 300 homes burned in the Carlton complex, roughly one-third of those in Pateras. Harrison and her husband are rebuilding their home. Same spot, slightly bigger. They're completing most of the work themselves. Right now, they're living in a travel trailer parked in their backyard. She hopes it's back to being used for only camping in a couple months.
You just kind of have to keep your life together and your family together and keep on moving forward.
5 years later, the Carlton complex is still the single largest fire in Washington state's history.
Those images will never leave me.
That's the mayor of Pateras, Carlene Anders. When she turned 18, she trained as a wildland firefighter. Earlier in her career, she served on the elite smoke jumpers team based out of Winthrop, one of the first two women to do so. Even so, she never saw this disaster coming into the town where she graduated high school.
I hadn't experienced that kind of fire, even though I had been around a lot of fire before.
She says the atmosphere is changing, and people have to change with it.
We have to be smart about how we build and what we use to build with. And we need to understand that climate change is happening and that we need to be reactive to that. We can't put our head down and just do nothing.
Anders is heading up a group that's rebuilding homes for some of the region's hardest hit residents. By the end of the summer, the Okanagan Long-Term Recovery Group will have rebuilt 39 homes. The group's contractors are putting the finishing touches on the final two homes now. They held a ribbon cutting at nearly each spot. In a YouTube video of an earlier ribbon cutting, Yitzhak Ben-Harush, an Israeli immigrant, thanks the volunteers who helped build his new home.
And I came to this country and they uplift me and they helped me in sorrow.
Anders, the mayor of Pateras, says people have become more firewise, with the memory of the Carlton complex still fresh. Homes now have metal roofs and siding that's fire resistant. Anders says that type of siding, which sometimes has concrete pieces, saved one of her mother's homes from the fire.
We had put in so the woodpeckers wouldn't get through the wood, and who knew it was going to be the thing that saved the home from fire.
People from Okanagan County are also mentoring other communities that have gone through disasters, like hurricanes, tornadoes, and California's most recent wildfires, teaching others what people in North Central Washington have learned from their trauma.
It was about helping people get back some peace or some part of their life that they needed to get back.
In Pateras, some infrastructure is still in the works. A new well that will dramatically increase water pressure in town is wrapping up. Anders says Okanagan County is moving beyond recovery. Now, they're preparing for the next wildfire. I'm Courtney Flatt in Pateras, Washington.